Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And with me in the studio are three very talented Sitkins. Frances Donahoe is the director of the Sitka Cirque program, and she's gearing up for a big showcase this weekend called Tides. To her right are collaborators Tricia Bessert, director of the Sitka Gymnastics program, and Zach Desmond, an aerialist and the show's writer slash narrator. Welcome to the program. I first want to ask you about the show's name. So Tides, where does that come from?
And what story is it telling?
So Tides is, in a nutshell, it is a story about two worlds, or a world before there is the moon or any tides. And you have the world of the land and the world of the sea, and they're very, very separate. The one is taboo from the other. They do not mix. And this story is basically a journey of a young man from the land and a young sea creature, a selkie, a kind of mythical creature that is a combination of several different animals. They meet, they fall in love, and they go on a journey under the sea. And it's a little bit of a Romeo and Juliet, forbidden love, star-crossed lovers, all that kind of thing. They cannot be.
Okay. And how will this story be told? What kinds of performances can Sitkins look forward to?
So we have the story is told through many different mediums. We have aerial performance, we have tumbling and acrobatics, we have acrobalance, we have theater and narration. We also have somebody doing sound soundscapes for us, so not just running the music, but also creating things that are going to help set the tone, like the sound of water and waves and ravens calling. There's light, there's projection, so the projection art is going to help to tell some of the story.
We're going to hear a part of the narrative now. So, Zach, what is this part? You'll be narrating, guiding the audience members through the performance, and what are you going to read?
I'm going to read a little bit of a scene that is introducing, after our characters have met each other, the main two characters. You have the young man from the land and this young selkie creature who's just up exploring on the land. And it's there, after they've danced and kind of figured each other out a little bit, they realize there might be something special going on here. There's a little bit of a magnetism, and it's, so I'm narrating their kind of first realization of that. "What a beautiful creature with such unusual features. He'd heard tales of terrors from under the sea. But this damsel is different. Her presence is pleasant. And here she was thinking the same about he. Dancing with the trees and wind, hammering heart on sea-worn skin, she draws her lover toward the shore. Unwilling to let love retreat, unfeeling the sand beneath his feet, he follows her down to the ocean's floor."
I want to know what happens next. This sounds very engrossing. So what are people going to be seeing and experiencing while this story is being told through Zach's writing?
The reason I like to work with narration and why Zach has really, I think he's going to be really bringing a magic to what we're doing. Movement, aerial, dance, all that kind of stuff, it can be quite abstract. And so to be able to have some narrative to help guide the audience through is going to be wonderful. But the way in which the style that he's written in, this kind of poetic ballad, I think is a really fantastic way of keeping that balance, of keeping a little more abstract, a little more magical, a little less literal. So it complements it really nicely.
Those who saw the Sitka Cirque performance last year will probably be very surprised by all the new elements that are being incorporated. There's trapeze, mm-hmm. which if you've never seen is a bar that you hang and swing from. There's a lyra, which is a big hoop. Mm-hmm. And I know you're also working with black lights.
Black lights. Black lights is something that I don't even know where that idea came from. I'm trying to think and I can't remember who and what it came up with. But essentially one of our pieces is the imagery is like when you go down to the deepest dark parts of the ocean, right down where all the little critters are, like these phosphorescent, glowing, weird kind of alien creatures. And we've called that piece the Primordial Ooze, and it's the Advanced Adult Performers. And somewhere along the way, we just went, oh my gosh, wouldn't it be amazing if it was, you know, black light and we could actually make it look like we were under the sea. So
with unitards that basically pick up the black light in all kinds of crazy colors. Is it comfortable, Zach? The black light unitard?
It's very comfortable. Yes. And I would say really fun.
What is your favorite wardrobe element in the show? Because you will be performing as well as an aerialist, correct?
Yes. Yeah, that's right. I would say that I guess I like difficulty and challenge. There's a raven helmet, basically, that we have to navigate the use of, and it's latex and rubber, and it feels it's manageable, but it's also you're upside down and you're flying around on silks, and so keeping that thing on your head and then also having the being able to take it off easily, undergo some transformation. I just like changes, I guess.
Do you ever feel not human up there?
Oh, that's a fun question. That's the idea, I think. Yeah, and to let yourself be a partner of the silk, it kind of takes an animalism that we've been practicing. I mean, we've been actively working on that. So
yeah, most of the characters in this cast are not human. We have seals, we have deer, we have wolves, we have caterpillars that turn into butterflies. Those are the little kids, so they're a lot of fun. We have starfish. So Trish's gymnastic students are the starfish. They're the honcho of the evil eel underworld people.
Trish, you are bringing your super talented gymnastics into this production, and how will they be involved? Will they be doing balance beam and uneven bars? What will their contribution be?
Well, this year we're just looking at the tumbling and the acro balance aspect of gymnastics. And they're all really, really excited. As far as the town goes for seeing these gymnasts perform and do their skills, it's really down to shows. We have to travel for competitions. So it's really exciting for both the gymnasts and Sitka to be able to witness who they're supporting in this town and what these girls have accomplished. And also, gymnastics is the form of gymnastics that we do is actually artistic gymnastics. And in the competition world, I feel like the floor exercise has drifted away from the artistic aspect, even though it's still called artistic. Tumbling has gotten to be bigger skills, and you don't see as much dance. And now I think we reminisce about the 70s and 80s where we see these beautiful routines, and the gymnastics community at the highest level wants to get back to that. So I think it's kind of cool that they get to experience a part where they are telling a story through a routine, and that's what artistic gymnastics should be about, is telling a story through your routine with emotion. And this kind of gives them to experience that and the performance aspect. And they can really take that back to their competing, which is cool for them, because I think we'll see some awesome floor routines next year because of it.
Yeah. Do you see a change in their gymnastics after having been involved with this production and how they approach the moves?
In their dance.
Yeah.
Yes. It's actually nice as a coach to see, because I myself I'm not a dancer. And so it's kind of fun to send them to somebody who is a dancer and then look at them a couple weeks later and see their turns getting better and their jumps and their leaps.
The show, and I'll repeat this at the end too, is Saturday the 21st at 7 o'clock, Sunday the 22nd at 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock at the Shikaquan Nakahiti. And you're selling tickets. They're $10 for youth and seniors and $15 for adults. And what are all those ticket proceeds going to go to?
So the ticket proceeds are going towards one of three things. One will be a scholarship fund. The other thing we'll be using some money for is equipment. And then our last one is going to be for a future performance fund, because especially the cast, you know, bought a lot of their own costumes. And I would like to have some kind of a fund so that we can, one, support, you know, costume budget and for future, and also eventually be performing in a venue that is big enough to hold our entire, all of the students.
One last question for you guys, which is, why should people see this show, even if they've never seen, let's say, gymnastics or circus aerial arts before?
I think that there's something really special happening here, which is this group of people that Franny has brought together is collaborating to create something totally unique to Sitka, something that is ambitious and aesthetically integrated and frankly unprecedented and I don't think it could be replicated anywhere else. There's just this unique combination of things that to be able to witness that here in Sitka, to see something so exceptionally homegrown, that's special. And to be able to witness that as a Sitkin, I think will probably offer some pride and appreciation from people who are from here.
Yeah. It's been so fun to see what everyone can bring to it and to be able to relinquish that. I think especially for me as a director to feel like I can just be like, we need words. And then Zach just comes up with this incredible, you know, story. And same with, you know, the sound and the projection art and the Nakahiti House. The such a beautiful, beautiful space to be able to... I think that's one thing that's going to make this performance really special is doing it in that environment. It's got such a warm, welcoming, you know, feel to it.
These folks, yeah, they'll be lighting up that space with words and movement and sound. And this weekend, Saturday the 21st at 7 o'clock, and again Sunday the 22nd at 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock, tickets are available again at Sitka Cirque, Kronos Gym, and Old Harper Books. You've been listening to Trish Bessert, Franny Donahoe, and Zach Desmond with the Sitka Cirque and Sitka Gymnastics programs. Thanks so much for coming on Raven Radio.
Thank you, Emily.
Thank you.
Thank you.